Well, before we start into the sermon, I want to ask you to help me define something, paint something, see something. So I'm going to ask you to put on your thinking caps. I'm going to ask you to respond out loud, okay? Because I want to get a good picture of what we need to look at here. And tell me about the world. Tell me about the world and what you see as you look at the world. Beauty. What else? Come on, I'm trying to make sure you're awake for the sermon is what I'm trying to do, okay? All right, lessons from creation.
Bounty.
The works of God's hands. Now let's refine this a little bit more. What do you see? Oh, who said something over here? People? All right, tell me what you see about the people and about what's going on with the people. Confused. Turmoil.
A lot of self-centeredness.
A lot of self-centeredness.
Troubled world.
Hopelessness. Okay, Jesus in the midst of that. What else do we see? Come on, paint a picture for me. Tell me what the news tells you.
Tragedies,
hopeless. What else did I hear over here? Destruction. Fear, chaos, right? I mean, it is a troubled world. Well, as I sat and thought about this, I sometimes think that we center so much on that trouble and that chaos and that destruction in the midst of this world and what we see. The hopelessness. The fear that people have. The fact that people are scared. Listen to these verses that come from Matthew chapter 9, starting in verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." As I did some further reflection on this picture that most of us see and that most of us are given, especially by the media, and as I reflected on that in connection with this scripture, there was some truth, but there's also some lies. And those lies, Satan wants us to buy into those lies. Because once we buy into those lies, we have a different outlook, a different perspective, and a different desire in what we're going to do. You see, if I look out on the midst of the world as hopeless, as fearful, as scared, one perspective that I can have as I look out upon that world is I can say, you know what? It's lost already. Why bother? These people are so hopeless, so confused, so discouraged, so troubled that you can't even bring them a word of hope. So I'll just sit back and care for myself and not worry about the other things that are going on in the midst of this world. Because you see, I really can't influence all that's going on in the midst of the world. Not me as one person. Can I? Can I affect what's going on in Syria? Can I affect what's going on in countries where the news does not even report what's happening? The terrible atrocities. Let's be realistic. It's awful hard for me to do that, isn't it? So why bother? And you see, I think that's the lie that Satan wants us to buy into. Why bother? Because they're lost already. They're hopeless already. And sometimes, even myself, I fight that. Because sometimes, don't we feel lost ourselves? What's the next step for me to take? Where's the next place for me to go? What is it that God wants me to do next? And, oh Lord, I just don't know. And since I don't know, I guess I won't do much of anything. And you see, that's what Satan wants us to buy into. Satan wants us to watch the news 24/7. By the way, if you've never heard from me again about this, I don't think the news is worth watching 24/7. I don't think it's worth watching at all, by the way. And by not watching it, I'm not uninformed. There are other ways that I can get the news and what's going on in our world today. I do remember going to my grandparents' house and having supper with them. Having supper around 5:30. So that supper was done by 6 o'clock. So that we could watch the local news at 6 o'clock. And if you spoke up while the news was on, that was going to be very bad for you. My grandfather wanted to make sure he knew the news that was happening in his town. And then when Walter Cronkite came on, that's the only one I remember ever watching. I don't know who was on the other channels at that time, and I'll bet most of you don't either. You remember Walter. And when he was on, you were going to sit and pay attention, even if you were a little kid. You were not going to speak up. And that's all the news you got each day. Why did that used to be okay and now we got to watch it 24/7 on 3 or 4 different channels? You see, I think Satan wants to pound us with all that so that we see how bad off the world is and we see how the destruction is happening and all that is happening so that we then say, it's not worth doing anything. We get so desensitized by what's going on that we do nothing. I want you to notice in this scripture that Jesus found the situation and had a different perspective on it. He found the situation, I believe, no different than it is today. I know some of you will want to argue with me about that later. We'll set up a time. You show up. I'll stay at home. Because I'm not going to argue about it. I know what Scripture says. It says, there is nothing new under the sun. It's always been going on. It's always been happening. Maybe because of technology, we have different avenues that it's happening. But it's still the same. And as Jesus looked out on this situation, it was different. First off, what the Lord sees. The Lord sees crowds who are harassed and helpless without a leader. The Lord sees crowds who are harassed and helpless without a leader. Now those, when you think about it, especially that first word, that's very strong. He saw crowds that were harassed. Could we say the same thing about people in our day and age? Especially in our country, there are a great number of people who feel harassed. All you got to do is ask them. Say hello to them, and they'll tell you how offended they feel already. Just because you said hello. They feel harassed, and they feel helpless. And the thing is that they don't have a leader. And that's what Jesus saw as he looked out among the crowds. He saw people that were harassed and helpless. But the next step is where we don't normally take it. What Jesus feels, what the Lord feels, is compassion for the crowds. The Lord feels a deep and powerful compassion for the crowds. With passion is what compassion means. That preface, C-O-M, means with. Passion, with great feeling. You see, when we look out upon the people that are harassed and helpless, do we have great compassion for them? I'll admit to you, sometimes it's real, real easy, I think, just to walk on by. Right? Just to walk on by, and you know what? They probably got in that situation by themselves, and they deserve to be there. And you know, if I help them, I'm just going to be aiding and abetting them to stay where they are, so it would be better if I didn't help them. Now, I know you've never thought that way, right? Amen? Never thought that way. I'll admit to you, I have. As I've been to different cities and just walk past the people that need help. Yes, I'll admit there are people out there trying to scam the system. I'm not supposed to be trying to figure that out. I'm supposed to have compassion for those who are harassed and helpless. Just as Jesus did. He looked out upon them and he realized, you know what? They don't have what they need. They're not where they need to be. They feel lost. They don't know what to do next. They're confused. And all that's going around them is destruction. And Jesus says, I feel for you. And Jesus does even more than that. He walks down in and amongst their situation. He doesn't just pass on by. Well, what the Lord knows. What the Lord knows is that the harvest is ready and there's not enough workers. Do you hear that? The harvest is ready and there's not enough workers. This really hit me this week. The harvest is already ready. We don't have to do anything to prepare the harvest. It's already ready. The people have lived in this harassed and helpless state for so long without a leader, they want help already. They desire for someone to help them, and they are ready to do something about it. But there's not enough people to help them know what to do. The harvest is already ready. We don't have to do anything about getting the harvest ready. We don't have to do anything about preparing people's hearts to accept Jesus Christ. That's already been done. We don't have to do anything about putting Miracle-Gro on their hearts to make sure that things open up and they're ready. The Lord says he looked out and he talked to his disciples and he said, the harvest is already ready. But there's not enough people to reap the harvest. So the Lord sees crowds that are harassed and helpless without a leader. The Lord feels compassion and walks down amongst them. I am ever so thankful that God did not just continue to send messages from heaven about what we needed to do. God says, this is not working. The people are not getting it. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave up the rights and privileges of being a God in heaven, being part of the Godhead, being a son. He gave up everything to come down here and walk on this earth. That's compassion. That is compassion. To say that I have no rights and privileges and I will walk amongst you so that you can understand. Gosh, I am so thankful God did that. Because that's an incredible work just in itself. And the Lord knows already that the harvest is ready, but there's not enough workers. I want you to see what the Lord wants. The Lord wants for us to pray for the workers that are needed. The Lord wants for us to pray for the workers that are needed. The Lord does not ask us to pray for those who are lost and harassed. Not in this passage. The Lord doesn't ask us to pray that their hearts might be changed. The Lord doesn't ask us to go out and change their hearts. The Lord says, will you pray for those who need to be the workers to go out and harvest what's already ready? Now, isn't that a shocking thing? Those of us who have already been harvested and are in the midst of the fold with a leader with great compassion need to be about being workers now. And being out amongst those who feel harassed and helpless because they're already ready to turn their heart to God. That's what Jesus saw when he looked upon the crowd. Not what the evening news sees, by the way. The evening news sees a horrible, unbelievable situation that will probably never change. And they want to tell you about it to the nth degree, and they want to put in front of it breaking news. And breaking news means we told you this 6 hours ago, and we want to bring it to you one more time. Breaking news doesn't mean anything anymore. You see, it was already happening in Jesus' time. People who were harassed, they were helpless, they were without a leader. And now the Lord says, pray for those who need to go out and find those who are ready to be harvested. So our prayers should not be for those who are lost so much, as it should be for those who need to change their ways and become workers out amongst the harvest. Would you agree with me? So we're praying for ourselves to get up and go help those harassed and helpless people. You know, when those guys finally found me and talked to me about Jesus Christ, I was at a point in my life that I was ready to do something about it. But I had no idea what to do. You see, I had tried everything that I knew to try. And I'm very thankful for first one individual that would knock on a long-haired hippie's door and talk to him about Jesus Christ. And that's the first time I ever heard it in my life, when I was at Virginia Tech at age 18. And over the next year, my heart opened up further and further. But I was already ready to do something about it. I was just waiting for the person that would tell me about it. And I do know that there are some folks that have told me, "Pastor, I don't need to tell people. They'll know by the way I live my life." If that was true, Jesus Christ would never have had to speak a word. But he felt that it was necessary to speak, even though his life was exactly how God wanted him to live. He said, "Not only will I live that way that people will see it, but I'll also speak about it. I'll also have compassion upon those and not walk past them, because I realize how harassed and helpless they are." Folks, it's not a lost world that we need to pray for. It's for the church that we need to pray. And I'm not speaking just this church. I'm speaking the church universal, the church around the world. Do you realize that people in the United States are so silent about Jesus Christ that they're now sending missionaries here from around the world? The churches in Africa are sending missionaries to the United States because the people in the United States don't hear about Jesus Christ. We need to pray for the workers. We need to pray for the workers, because the people are already out there waiting for someone to come and tell them about Jesus Christ and have compassion upon them and where they are in life. We can't save them all. I think that's why the Lord has allowed us to have so many churches. But we can get out there and tell them, can't we? We can share with them and not buy into what Satan wants us to buy into, that this world is so lost, I can't do anything. I'll tell you one story to close up, is a story that I so greatly love. Maybe it has a lot to do with growing up at the beach. It's about this little boy. It was a great storm the night before. And up upon the beach was thousands of starfish. And if the starfish are not in the water, they're eventually going to dry out and die. And this little boy was walking along, picking up starfish and throwing them back in the water. Throwing them back in the water. And some adult came up and said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm saving the starfish." And as adults would, they always are so helpful in sharing their wisdom, especially with little kids. And they said, "Well, can't you just look up and down this beach? As far as you can see, there's starfish. You'll never make a difference." And the little boy did this. I did to that one. I did to that one. Folks, the people are already around us. waiting for someone to help them. We need to pray for the workers. Let us pray. Lord, sometimes we think that it's not possible. It never can happen. It'll never go on. It'll never work. But the exact truth is, we can make a difference. So, Lord, we pray for ourselves. Because as Jesus looked out upon the crowds, he already saw a harvest that was ready. And he said, pray for the workers, that we might have enough laborers to go out and reap the harvest that is already ready. So, Lord, we pray for ourselves and ask that you would change us, that you would transform us, that you would give us the courage and the ability to make a difference for that one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.